Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
A colleague of mine up there that I did the show with, a woman named Jordana Green, was texting back and forth with me today, and she literally was yelling into her phone when we were speaking, "Don't be that guy, John. Don't be that guy." Hi, Jordana. How are you?
Don't be that guy, John.
That's what she was
saying. You can't be that guy. You can't be him, because I know you, and you respect women. So don't be that guy. That guy's a jerk. Nobody wants to be that guy.
Don't you think there's a continuum of offenses that we're discovering men commit, and some of them are bad remarks, and some of them are rape, and it's everything in between, and I think you can't lump all of them together?
Look, I totally agree with you. I understand that there are shades of gray here. But it all comes down to this. You know where the line is. And not just you, John. I'm talking to all dudes. You guys know where the line is. Stop crossing it. That's it. It's as easy as that. Transpose into that picture of him grabbing her breasts, not just your wife, but your daughter. And then take a long, hard look at that image in your head. How does that make you feel? It should make you feel sick in your stomach.
Maybe differently.
If it doesn't.
Yeah, sure.
You do not. You don't feel differently. You're nice.
Okay, here's the deal. So then I guess here's my problem with all of this, Jordan. And you and I aren't arguing yet. I mean, you hear me and I hear you. So then what do we do with that? Like, okay, all frank and I didn't know that you were capable of that sort of ridiculous behavior, that bad behavior. I don't know what to do about that, because I know what to do with Roy Moore. I know what to do with Harvey Weinstein. I know what to do with, you know, a lot of these guys. I don't know what to do with this one, Jordana. He's your senator.
He is our senator, and I like him. He's been on my show many times, on your show many times. He seems to be what I thought was a decent guy. Here's the deal, John. I think there's a difference if it was one-time antics, because we've all had that moment where we've said the wrong thing or done the wrong thing and then feel bad about it. We all make mistakes because we're human. If there's a pattern, and I don't even know if you know this because your show just went on the air, but in the last few minutes, there may be another allegation from another woman. I'm going into work to investigate that right now. But if there's a pattern, it's something different. And then if there's no learning, it's even worse. The senator came out and said, look, I'm sorry. I did the wrong thing. It was awful. It looks really bad.
Did you read his apology?
The first one was weak. The second one was better, John.
The one that I have here that's about seven paragraphs is a work of art. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's the best.
It's
the only thing you can say in this situation. It's
and
better than Louis C.K.'s, which was flawed in many ways. This is what you have to say if you're Al Franken. And by the way, I'm still not sure on the continuum of 1 to 10 or whatever. I'm still not sure where to. God, if Griffin is listening to this, he's just wincing at it. But I'm trying to not be two things. One is reactionary, and the other one is my age. So I'm struggling here, Jordana. But I really think there's this danger of saying, aha, another one, aha, another one. And if we mine every 60-year-old, how old is Al Franken? He's 60, isn't he? If we mine every 60-year-old American male's past, I'm curious as to what we're going to find and what we should do about it. And I think that second question is really important. I think I know maybe the answer to the first. I'm not sure about the answer to the second.
We have to look for patterns, John. If it's a pattern, that's problematic. If it was a one-time deal, he makes a great apology like he did, and then we probably move on. Yet, he now has to become an advocate even more so for women. He has to raise awareness about this. He has to call out bad behavior when he sees it.
He said, the first thing I want to do is apologize to Leanne, that's the woman, to everyone else who is part of that tour, to everyone who has worked with me, to everyone I represent, to everyone who counts to me to be an ally and supporter and champion of women. There's more I want to say, but the first and most important thing, and if it's the only thing you care to hear, that's fine, is I'm sorry. But I want to say something else, too. Over the last few months, all of us, including and especially men who respect women, have been forced to take a good, hard look at our own actions and think perhaps shamefully for the first time about how those actions have affected women. For instance, that picture. I don't know what was in my head when I took that picture, and it doesn't matter. Well, I know exactly what was in his head. He thought it was funny. It's a lark. He's a comedian. She's sleeping. It's the equivalent of drawing a mustache on somebody when they're out. You just do it because it's funny. But you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't have done it then. But I understand the context. That's me. He continues, there's no excuse. I look at it now and feel disgusted with myself. It isn't funny. I just want to read this last part, Jordana. He said, coming from the world of comedy, I've told and written a lot of jokes that I once thought were funny, but later came to realize were just plain offensive. But the intentions behind my actions aren't the point at all. It's the impact these jokes had on others that matter. And while I don't remember the rehearsal for the skit as Leanne does, I understand why we need to listen and to believe women's experiences. I'm asking that an ethics investigation be undertaken, and I will gladly cooperate. And lastly, he says, and the truth is, what people think of me in light of this is far less important than what people think of women who continue to come forward to tell their stories. Boy, I hope Roy Moore is listening to that. They deserve to be heard and believed, as they deserve to know that I am their ally and supporter.
Agreed. I think it was a beautiful statement, and he's spot on.
A quick call for Jordana. You got 1 minute, Jordana?
Yeah.
Felicia, you're on WGN. Hi, what did you want to say? Hi, Felicia, are you there? Felicia's gone. She said, I agree with Jordana. Huh, funny how we weren't able to get that call. Let's go to let's go to Christy. Hey, Christy, this is John. You're on the air.
Hi, John. I'm a long-term listener. I listened to you before you moved up to Minnesota. I got to tell you, I am so sad and surprised by your muted response to this, as if you're saying, because of my age, I've learned, and it's okay to devalue women and to devalue their personal space. And that's what you're attributing your muted response to. I think unconsciously you need to face the fact that you don't want to, that you can understand how a man could treat a woman that way. And that's why you don't want to come down as hard on him as you should. So again, close your eyes and imagine that this is your 15-year-old daughter, your 25-year-old daughter, how would you react to a man doing this to her? So yeah. I got to tell you, I'm sad that this is where you are, because I thought you were more in touch with just the ethics and the sense of right and wrong. This is glaring. This is right in your face, and you won't call it what it is.
I think you're a terrific call, and I think you're absolutely right in that. If you are a white male living on this earth in the United States over the last 57 years, the culture in which you grew up with thought that was funny for a lot of that time, that was okay, that was funny. There's Al Franken doing it for a camera, for crying out loud. I would distinguish between the kiss he gave the woman backstage and the picture. I would completely distinguish between the two. You know I don't endorse it, and if you care, I've never done something like that, but I also am not shocked to find out that something like this is on Al Franken's resume.
But you're also not disgusted by it. You're giving them a pass, and you're attributing it to the generation.
That's the part that's sad about it.
You need to deculturalize yourself. You need to get in touch with what's right. What should have been right 50 years ago but wasn't, you've got to get in touch with that.
I think that's a terrific call. Boy, I'm really glad you're listening. Thanks for calling, Christy.
Sure.
Have a good day. How about that, Jordana?
I love Christy. I think she's spot on. And, John, then you say, what do we do with this? It's not even about Al Franken anymore or idiots like Roy Moore. It's about our culture. It's about what we're teaching our sons. It's about the men that look at this and be like, oh, I didn't realize that was wrong. Well, okay. You know, I mean, it's not okay. It is not okay that you didn't realize that was wrong, but now you know. If you didn't know yesterday where the line was, today you know.
Today you know.
Okay, but by along those lines then, I think that in – to defend John a little bit, I think...
Wow, this will be a first. Go ahead, Steve.
You're right. Never mind.
All the time in the world.
Just forget it. Never mind.
Actually, let's do this.
No, I think we need to react differently to an action today than we do to revelation of an action 20 years ago or 40 years ago.
Well, be careful, Steve, because in my defense, you're sounding like Roy Moore's attorney now, and I don't like that.
I don't mean to be, but I'm just saying that the sensitivity and what's acceptable today is much different than what was 20, 40, 60, 80 years ago.
I'm going to do this. Jordana Green is in Minnesota. If you're ever driving through that state or you're in northwestern Wisconsin, listen to WCCO weekdays from 3 to 7. I got to go, Jordana.
We miss you, John. Have a great show.